This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I wanted to quickly tell you about NTT Fitness and NTTNutrition.com. Holidays are approaching rapidly. You know what that means? Goodies. Yes, you're going to be eating cakes and you're going to be eating candy and you're not going to be exercising. It's the holidays. Happy holidays. Yeah, it's the holidays and you're going to eat like crap and you're not going to exercise. That's just what happens. That's okay. You can sit at home and eat cookies and cake and stuff your face, but there's going to be repercussions to that. So why not get ahead of the curve a little bit and let NTT Nutrition deliver your food? Yeah, it's the right portion. It's the right size. It's the right caloric count. They do the macros. They do the micros. If you use code LEVELUP15 at checkout, you'll get 15% off your first order. So check them out. Give them a try. Happy holidays. Eat up, fatso. All right. Let's start the show.
Beach Drive. Drop Park. Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi, first time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you are listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Coons. Welcome back to the program. 813-693-2124-HMBRadio.com. Home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. I finally got a message from Instagram and they said, sorry, it was a mistake. We didn't mean to do it. So thanks, I'm vindicated, and it turns out that I am not QAnon. I'm not Q, so sorry. I know there was some allegations that were thrown out there by me that I was Q, but as it turned out, I'm not. So welcome to the end of 2020, folks. We're still, you know, a lot of December left to go. Who knows what the next few weeks will bring, but this is the last podcast of 2020. I'm taking a few weeks off. Anna's taking a few weeks off. Anna's going home to California where she will be able to do nothing because the state is completely locked down. The vaccine is here. Emergency use of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is done, and Florida will be one of the first to get it. So looking forward to 2021, right? I guess. I think we should. I think it's the right thing to do. And I don't know. I'm not an optimistic person in general. But I don't know. I guess it's after this type of year that's been historic, you know, it can't get much worse, right? And I think that's the famous last word. But we'll see. We'll see, folks. I don't know. Anna will be here shortly. We're going to go over 2020, the year that was. A lot happened. Historically, probably one of the worst years ever for us as human beings in the civilized age. This podcast is brought to you by TruVSalonAndSpa.com and TruV Salon and Spa as well. But that's our website, TruVSalonAndSpa.com. Go get a gift card for your mistress or your wife or both for Christmas. You want them to look good, so it's really a gift for you if you think about it. You know, they're going to be excited because they're being able to get their hair done and they're going to look great. And then you can bang both of them, maybe even at the same time if you can finagle that. That's possible. But, you know, maybe you just have a lovely girlfriend. Maybe you're a monogamous man, a lovely wife, a lovely girlfriend. They will appreciate it. Go get them a gift card from TruV Salon and Spa for Christmas. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B is where they are located. It's right here in St. Petersburg. And, yeah, if you go, be sure to tell them that Will from the Homemade Broadcast sent you. And thank you for doing so, supporting those who support us and supporting local business as well. That's very important. All right, let's get to the podcast this week. Final podcast of 2020 with myself and Anna Hummel.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the last podcast of 2020 is upon us. We're doing it right now.
Woo!
Anna's here.
We're filing this year away.
Yeah, I always like to take a few weeks off at the end of the year just to, even though I'll still be working. Mm-hmm. I know you'll still be working, but...
I'll be in Cali, actually.
Oh, that's right. You're heading out. Yeah.
I think.
You don't know.
I think I know, but I don't know, if that makes sense.
No.
I talked to my mother. I won't be able to see her because she had open heart surgery within the last 5 weeks, and the doctor is just freaked out, and I totally get it. Those are the people that should be protecting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very honest with my mother. I go, I just live regular life. And she's like, oh, that's not good. I go, no. Dad doesn't seem to care. And my best friend, talked to her today. She is happy to hang out, but we have to meet outside and be masked up. So,
wear a mask outside.
Wear a mask outside. So,
she's living in California, right? Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
So you have to ask people what they're comfortable with, and you kind of just got to play by their rules, which is what I was doing. So I will just be hanging out in California, not going to any restaurants, not going to any gyms.
No.
Not going and doing anything. But I'll be seeing my pops, so that'll be good.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he actually invited me to go and said he would pay for it, but I don't think I would want to go.
Don't go now.
Right now.
Maybe ever, depending on how California pans out.
I saw Tesla, Elon Musk is taking his companies and heading to Texas, right? And so is, I think, Cisco or something, which is another big tech company.
Oh, I'm thinking Thong Song. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
not,
like, why
not
would
Cisco.
You bring that up? He's alive? Like
different Cisco.
Got it,
yeah,
got
it's
it.
Actual a huge company
got
corporation.
Yeah, right.
That's will be based in Austin, Texas now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we got the end of the year.
With Goldman Sachs. They're coming to West Palm.
Oh really?
Or not West Palm, but Palm Beach. They're making the Epstein move, basically.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's where you want to be if you're a Jewish banker. So yeah, we got 2020. I wanted to make this one fun.
Mm.
You know, we talk about a lot of things, and some of them are serious and they're political. And I was thinking the other day, my entire life is just consumed with. I like that stuff, so I tend to want to talk about it with you on the podcasts and. Sometimes I feel like I alienate people who listen to this podcast. So they probably don't care, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be like...
Or they don't care as much as you do. So like a little bit is good, but too much not good.
Even you, like you keep up to date with this stuff and I'll tell you things sometimes. You go, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
oh, man.
Because
you really get in the weeds with it.
I do. You know? I tend to do that. And it's to my own
detriment
because then I don't... Like, what am I going to do with this information? Mm-hmm. You know, number one, I'm just making myself upset a lot of times.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of people who I make fun of, boomers and, you know, my friends who are just consumed with this mm-hmm. political identity. Not my friends, really. They live their own lives and are able to do other things. But
yeah.
People in our
network
group,
people,
you know,
yeah.
If you see them on social media, they're just consumed. Every day, it just doesn't stop. They're posting nonstop. It's just, it's
and
nonsense.
So you kind of are constantly responding to that, whether out loud or internally.
Mostly internally.
So it's on your mentals.
It's on my mental. Yeah. And you go, don't you watch a show? don't you listen to music?
Right.
Like, do you do anything
any other
else?
Hobbies? And the answer is no, folks. The answer is no.
For a lot of people, it is no. And even me, to a certain extent,
sure.
I mean, I have other distractions, thankfully. But if I didn't, you know, I wonder what we would, how we would go into the weeds. So I wanted to make this one fun.
Fun.
You know, so end of the 2020, the worst year ever for some.
We thought, remember we thought 2016 was bad?
Oh,
do
yeah.
Do you remember that? We're like, oh, sure. Trump and Prince died, and we're just like, oh, worst year ever, and then boom, 2020.
I gotta say, outside of a global pandemic, wasn't that bad.
Weren't there like a few other things, though?
Like
riots and
yeah,
stuff?
Not great, but...
Like all the hurricanes and...
For me,
wildfires,
for me,
storms.
Personally,
you're killing it.
It's a pretty good year, I guess. You know, I gotta say, I got way more sleep.
That's
this
an
year.
Inflammatory statement.
It is, yeah, and it's very selfish. But we live right. in the century of the self. So,
mm-hmm.
I heard that somebody reached out to you recently over one of these podcasts, and they were
maybe your one and only friend that listens. Or,
yeah,
and he seems to tell the others. I would assume.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I was kind of hoping word was going to get out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, you know, we talked about how I wasn't invited to the Friendsgiving that, you know, we had last year. And I understand that there had to be some limitations because of COVID.
Right.
But I just thought I maybe, you know... what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe I was silly to think that I would make the cut, but I did it, and that made me feel foolish. I felt
mm-hmm.
foolish.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a petty person, as are you. And so I was talking about how I was a little bit butthurt. And the morning that it came out on your end of the deal, your friend reached out to me, and he said, I thought you were talking about Thanksgiving, not Friendsgiving.
Mm.
But we don't really text that often, so all I had to do was scroll up for 0.5 seconds,
yeah.
And there's an unresponded to text that just says, so what about Friendsgiving this year? Question mark. And there was no response on
there.
His end. And then maybe a week later, he responded to something else or texted me about something else.
Yeah.
So I just circled that and then sent it back to him, and he just said, ha-ha.
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 Got caught.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing about this man. Is he's very smart. He has obviously a high IQ. He's a doctor, and he's but he's also I was going to use the R word, but I can't use that.
Can't use that.
he's mentally deficient in a lot of ways too.
Would you say that to his face? Because
oh
he's
yeah,
hear this.
I say it
okay.
to him all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, he knows.
Great.
He knows.
Great.
So yeah, it's just like, you know, with a little bit of planning, it's just it's just different ways of thinking about stuff. Like if you're going to lie, you got to cover your tracks
right.
a little bit. And he doesn't.
Yeah.
And to his credit, I suppose, he doesn't plan out his lies as well as he should. Right?
Right.
So he gets caught, and I guess that's a good thing. It shows that he's not maybe malicious with it or
sure.
premeditated.
And he's a good person. He's
and
a good guy.
He's a
and he means well.
Man.
And it wasn't his job to invite me to this party.
Right.
It wasn't
right,
his
right,
party.
Right. Yeah.
So he did the right thing by just not responding.
Well,
then,
he should have kept not responding. He shouldn't have reached out and incriminated himself.
Right, right.
Probably would have been the way to go. Yeah, but
absolutely. But that's
live
okay.
And learn.
I appreciated the exchange. It made me laugh. But it's okay. We're moving forward.
Moving forward into 2021. I
Do
wanted
you have
to
high
talk,
hopes for this year?
Do I have high hopes
year?
For 2021? In some ways, yes. In other ways, no. I personally think 2021 is going to be a great year for me. Again, 2020 was a year of growth. I think it's going to continue to be beneficial to me. I don't have much hope for
everyone else.
I think you're all sinking and being pushed into the abyss.
Why are you so hopeful for yourself?
Because I just feel like I'm taking accountability and responsibility for myself. And I don't think a lot of people do that. I think they're looking after other people and more collectivist and... I don't know. I feel like they're just more worried about stuff. I'm just focusing on what I can do for me,
okay.
you know, and continuing to build off of the things that have happened. I guess I really succeeded in 2020 based off your defeat in 2020 in certain ways.
Well, when I got fired.
You got fired.
Yeah.
When was that? June?
June 2nd was when I got the call to not be on air anymore. And then June 10th was when they finally fired me.
So June is when Billy's stock started to go up a lot, because once you were gone, that allowed me to
and
to
I wasn't replaced.
You were not replaced.
So you just kind of moved up, and you didn't even have to deal with anybody else.
Yeah, that was it. So I kind of took that role and kind of ran with it. And, you know, it's unfortunate, obviously, what happened to you. And I still am angry about it. But it was good for me
in
the long run.
Great. Yeah. I mean, if anybody were to benefit from it, I'm glad it was you, to be honest with you. You know? So
and then, you know, I was worried about you, about, you know, what you were going to do. And you found
I bounced back
too,
pretty quickly,
so, you know, I think it worked out for everybody.
For both of us, right, you know? Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just hoping that 2021 continues that, and, you know, the connections I've made, I hope those continue to grow, and hopefully something, 2021 will be the year that it all happens, where I finally get over the hump. I have a good feeling about it. We'll see. You know, the years go by fast.
I like Hopeful Willie. This is an unusual state of mind.
I'm more, you know, a lot of my pessimism is jokes, you know, joking. Mm-hmm. So I'm very, but I don't want to.
A lot of it's not, though.
I don't want to be too, and a lot of it's not. I don't want to be too hopeful out loud because I feel like I'll jinx it, too. Yeah. So I'm just keeping my head down, you know,
staying focused.
Looking forward. Yeah,
you're doing great, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a lot to look forward to in 2021. I got to have a fight in April.
Oh, God, I wish I could attend that.
I think you could. I think if you bought a ticket.
I can't go. I can't. I got fired and I talk trash all the time. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't
go. Well, I mean,
where are they holding in Sarasota?
Sarasota, Robarts Arena. I'll be fighting one Spike on the mic. That's still happening as far as I know, unless I'm pretty sure he's still in.
I'm sorry,
game.
You said April?
April. Yeah, April
14th. I wonder if that's going to happen. Well, if everyone gets vaccinated, who knows?
Yeah, well, you know, maybe they'll push it back to who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so far away that, but they started running advertisements on the bone again for the fight. So I guess they're planning on it, you know, happening. Mm-hmm. So that'll be good. And hopefully I kill him in a, not literally, but hopefully I win handedly. That's a thing where it's kind of a no-win situation for me because either I'm going to beat up an old man, he's in his 60s.
Old black man.
Yeah, and I've been accused of being a lot of things
over the past year. You don't want the Jake Paul treatment.
Right, yes, which I'm sure I will get, but you know, it's either I get beat up or I beat up an old man. Mm-hmm. Either one's not great. Given those options of the two, I'm taking
victor.
Beating up. Yeah,
be
I'm going to win. Yeah, so... I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been in a fight as an adult. I haven't been in a fight as an adult. Mm-hmm. So the last one, I think I was 15. So it should be interesting.
Okay.
And from what I understand, Spike is a brawler. He fights all the time. So he says so.
But he's also, what, 60?
60. There is such thing as old man strength. I don't know if you've ever heard that term
I
before.
I have. I've heard of other types of strength as well, but, you know, he may have both. Who knows?
Yeah, I've got some stuff in the works, though.
Okay,
so
right.
I'm gonna be well prepared for this thing. Let's just put it that way.
Beautiful.
I wanted to talk about some fun stuff, and I wanted to talk about what we searched for in 2020. A new list from Statista, I believe is how it's pronounced. They... had the United States population searched for in 2020. Number one search, election results.
Makes sense.
Obviously, the election was a huge deal. Record turnout. Joe Biden got the most votes ever.
Of any candidate. Candidate-elect, whatever he is now.
You know who got the second most?
Trump?
Donald Trump got the second most.
This election.
Yep.
Okay.
He beat Obama, which is what he's going to hang his hat on, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Still lost. Well, who knows?
Which is kind of crazy because the number two search, coronavirus.
Shocking.
Behind election results, which you would have thought, you know, coronavirus is the biggest thing of 2020.
Yes, but then I'm thinking about people were probably constantly, like, it probably happened, like, millions and millions of searches happened within the last month because people still don't know the result, like who won. So it was probably updating all the time, election results, and then the next hour, election results, the next hour, election results. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Number three, Kobe Bryant. That was a big...
Didn't that feel like so long
it
ago?
It did. It feels like more than
Remember
a year.
When that was a big deal?
Yeah. When, that was what, February?
January.
January?
It happened right at the beginning of the year, I remember.
I remember, actually, the guy we were talking about for Friendsgiving at the beginning of when we started here, he's the one who let us know in a group chat.
He was.
Yeah.
Or he said, don't look up Kobe Bryant. That's what he said. And then, obviously, you do, and you're like, oh, my God. And then that day, I think I met you and one other friend who was invited to the Friendsgiving for a drink. And I remember that was like the talk of the town. Like, I can't believe he's gone.
That was shocking. I'm not a huge basketball fan, but I'm familiar with Kobe Bryant. And, you know, I watched him when I was a kid. And, you know, he was, I guess, my generation's Michael Jordan, I guess, you know, and that was a shocking one.
Absolutely.
Because he was so active still and, you know.
Yeah. And then a pandemic happened and then nobody
cared.
Everybody
forgot about him.
Everyone forgot.
Number four, coronavirus update. So kind of going along with coronavirus. And number five, coronavirus symptoms. That was a bit. I've definitely Googled that one in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Another search, why, if you put in why and then it'll automatically fill in, I guess. Why, number one search term, were chainsaws invented?
Huh?
Apparently that was the number one.
Why were chainsaws invented?
Why were chainsaws invented? That's correct.
Okay, interesting.
Number two, why is there a coin shortage? Do you remember that? I remember that being a big deal for a while. And that had something to do with coronavirus. I forget exactly what the reasoning
Maybe it was because they didn't want it circulating, so everyone was holding onto their coins.
Maybe.
Because nobody wanted to touch dirty money.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I forget. I think there was a specific reason, but I can't remember what but I did.
It lasts on copper twice as long.
Like, they were, I remember they were, some companies and businesses were offering to buy your change and give you kind of a premium on it, you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really remember that.
Why, number three, was George Floyd arrested? That was number three.
Mm.
Everybody knows what happened with that. That was a big, big deal in 2020. Number four, why is Nevada taking so long?
I looked that up.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand what was going on there.
Uh-huh. And Nevada is like not, and it became, the story became Georgia and Arizona and
Wisconsin, Michigan.
Yeah.
All the recount states.
Nobody really bothered with Nevada after a little while. But yeah, that was a big thing on election night. And number five, rounding out the top five, why is TikTok getting banned? Because it's Chinese
spyware.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah. And it's still around.
Yeah.
And people. Let's do the people. Top five people. We'll start with number five this time.
Okay.
People number five, Ryan Newman. Do you know who Ryan Newman is?
No.
I think he's a race car driver.
Oh.
I have the technology. Let's look this up here. Ryan Newman. And I think he did something like saying he liked Trump or something like that. I don't know.
Never heard
of him. Oh, no. He got in a wreck. That's what it was.
Oh, was that the guy that got in a wreck overseas?
No, it was here, but it was a bad wreck. And
okay.
They thought he died. And he ended up being okay, thankfully. I think he walked out of the hospital like 2 days later. So
that was
good. Number four, Jacob Blake. Do you know who that is?
Yes, that was the Kenosha deal.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. That was. Yep, that was a big deal, too. The Kenosha riots.
Fauci's got to be in the top three.
Really? Okay, well, we're going to find out. Number three, this is the top three, Kamala Harris.
Kamala.
Kamala Harris. Don't say her name wrong. You will be called names. number two, this has got to be him, right? Nope. Kim Jong-un.
Oh, remember when that was a thing? Yeah.
Because they thought he was dead, right, for a while?
Yeah, he was dead. They thought there were body doubles. They thought his sister was going to take over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. And number one search person in 2020 on Google. Yes, Anna, you're raising your hand.
Oh, I'm raising them in victory.
Because it is who?
Dr. Tony Fauci.
Number one is Joe Biden.
Oh.
He's number one.
Okay, makes sense to me.
All right, moving on to where is that search, and then it fills in. Number five, where is Shakira from?
Ooh, I know. I think she's from Colombia, but she's of Lebanese descent.
That sounds right.
Mixed or something, but sounds I definitely right. know she's Middle Eastern, but from South America.
Do you remember why they're looking her up? Do you remember what happened?
Super Bowl
performance.
With
J-Lo. Yeah.
There was a lot of ace.
There was a lot, yeah. That was parading around, and then she did that weird
oh yeah
thing. It was her tongue out and stuff. Yeah. It's hot. Number four, where is Beirut?
Lebanon, the capital. Oh, because that big explosion. Because
they had the big explosion.
That was
crazy.
Yeah.
It looked like a nuke. And it, yeah, that was wild. Number three, where is Kansas City?
Ooh, half the city is in Missouri, half the city is in Kansas.
That's right.
It's a good question because it's complicated. Why would they do that? Why would they have one city in two states?
I don't know. It's pretty dumb.
Really dumb.
Name one, split it in half, Missouri City, Kansas City, or something.
I think there's a river between them. I don't know if that's true, though.
It is. Yeah, pretty sure. Okay. Yeah. Number two, where is my refunds?
Yeah.
That's what it says. Yeah. Where is my refunds?
You said that was number one?
That was number two.
Number two.
Yeah. I'm assuming that means tax refund.
Uh-huh.
And number one, where is
my stimulus?
My stimulus
was
money.
Right?
Yeah,
yes.
That was number
nice.
One. That's it.
Did you hear about some congressman in Florida was throwing around the idea of giving people a stimulus if they get the vaccine?
Right. I heard that.
Isn't
yeah.
that brilliant but evil?
Yep. It's both of those things.
I was like, ooh, that's evil.
I'm not against the vaccine. I would like to wait a little bit, though.
See who drops
especially
off.
Especially since I've had COVID-19, and I do have antibodies, which last anywhere between a couple weeks to maybe my entire life.
Yeah,
I don't really know.
Yeah.
They still are recommending that people who've had it still get vaccinated because it's more, I don't know.
Can evolve. You could get it again.
I guess.
Who knows?
Question
for you. What was the worst symptom of it?
Worst part of COVID-19 for me was the loss of taste and smell.
Okay.
Are you counting that? Because I can give you another one if that doesn't count.
Yeah, dude, go ahead. Give me another one.
Number two was I had bad body aches one night. One night. I thought it felt like sciatica pain.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever had like a pinched nerve and it goes down your leg. It felt like that in both legs.
Was it a sharp pain or a dull pain?
Like a dull, achy.
Achy?
Yeah, not like a...
Even if you weren't moving.
Stabbing pain. Yeah, it was just achy.
Okay.
Yeah, I was achy that whole Saturday.
What about like sneezing, fever?
Nope.
Anything like that?
No,
like typical flu stuff, like runny nose, nothing like that.
As far as being sick goes, I wouldn't even count it in the top 10.
Really?
For me, I know people are dying of it, so I don't want to act like I'm not taking it seriously, but just saying, you know, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah, that was your experience, sure.
Yeah. And some people don't have any symptoms. People are completely asymptomatic.
Yeah,
so.
Some people drop dead, so it all depends.
So yeah, I'm not against the vaccine, and I know that by the time this is released, we probably have the vaccine in Florida.
Probably.
Pinellas County is going to be one of the spots where it's given out first.
Yeah.
So.
And they're ready to rock and roll. I think in Kalamazoo, Michigan is where they're being held, a lot of them, the big, and then they're ready to just rocket it out to the rest of the country.
Yeah. So. Yeah. We had a caller call in. Whoa, almost went down.
Billy almost fell.
We had a caller that said that she works at Tampa General and they've had the vaccine, she said, for months, ready to go.
Like in stock.
Yeah.
And they're just getting the green,
getting
ready
the
for the
approval,
green light.
I guess.
Okay.
Yep. And it's already manufactured and everything. So I guess they had a good indication that it, in fact, worked.
I wonder if nurses and doctors, like, have to get it. Like, are they required?
I think that's the plan. Yeah.
Because I know that they're going to be among the first, but do they have to, is what I wonder.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
They'll probably be the experimental group there.
That's probably not who you want to experiment with, though. That's kind of because if they go down, then who's going to take care of everybody else?
I don't think they'll die.
No.
But there is some weird, like, I heard of
anaphylactic
people had Bell's palsy. Develop after they took the vaccine.
Well, that's not good.
It's not good. Not great. It's not, you know, you're not dead.
No, a lot of allergic responses I saw in the UK.
Yeah.
Anaphylactic issues.
Right. So, yeah, I just don't want to be the first one, and I'm glad that I don't have to be the first one to get the
You will probably vaccine. Be among the last because you've had it, you've recovered from it, and you're relatively young.
Honestly, I don't think I'm going to take it anyway.
Okay.
If I don't have to.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'd rather
But
not.
If they restrict travel and if I can't go to, like, Okeechobee Music Festival, in order to see Bass Nectar, I'm going to take the vaccine.
You're going to get it, right?
For sure.
Yeah, I understand. And I think eventually they're just going to mandate it in some facet.
They already are. Like, Ticketmaster said that you can't attend their concerts unless or buy a ticket unless you have the vaccine. Or
Qantas Airlines, I believe, is doing the same thing.
International travel. So.
Boy. Yeah. All right, so we're moving on to what is that search term, and we got what is number five, asymptomatic.
What does that mean?
What is asymptomatic with a question mark on there? People didn't know what that meant.
Oh,
which
okay.
Which is
no symptoms.
Scary a little bit.
That's okay. I'm glad all those people voted.
Yeah. they and record numbers, yeah. too. Number four was, what is pandemic?
Okay, it's not a word you heard a lot before the pandemic. So.
I don't know if I know what the complete definition of pandemic is now. Yeah, I mean, I know it has to do with we're
epidemic.
In one. Let's look it up. Pandemic.
It's a global disease, I would say.
Death.
Because pan is like world.
It means prevalent over a whole country or the world. Okay.
In response, like. A virus or disease? Or
a disease, I'm assuming. Or I guess it could be anything.
It didn't say that as a definition?
Could be anything, I guess.
So you could say, like, McDonald's is a pandemic?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Technically, yeah.
Okay.
Number three, what is antebellum? And do you know why that was a search term?
Because of Lady Antebellum?
Lady Antebellum.
And wasn't it post-Civil War era?
That's
South?
What it, or I think it was pre-Civil War,
was
Antebellum
it pre?
Period.
I'm sorry.
And there was a band, or well, there was a band called Lady Antebellum, which was a country, like pop country, sucrose
group. Yeah.
Group my dad probably likes. And they didn't want to be associated because everything's racist now. So they didn't want to be associated with anything. It could possibly be called racist. And pre-Civil War, there were slaves going on there. And
oh,
so,
what? Word?
Slaves.
Word?
Yeah. And,
interesting.
So they felt the need that they needed to change their name for that. Lady Antebellum is a stupid-ass name. However, I think it's probably an overreaction. But the writers of the simulation really outdone themselves in 2020 because, unfortunately, they changed their name to Lady A.
Mm-hmm.
Lady A was a lady who's been performing for 20 plus years in Washington, I believe, the Seattle area. Black lady. They stole this lady's name and copyrighted it, and she was not happy about it. So being didn't want to be accused of racism, stole a black lady's name and wouldn't let her have it anymore to prevent racism. That was a really good one of those chef's kiss
moments, yeah.
type moments of 2020.
The irony.
Number two was entanglement. What is entanglement? That's interesting.
Maybe in response to like Hunter Biden. I don't know.
I know there's something in physics that's entanglement, quantum entanglement, but I don't know if that is what it has to do with or not. I have no idea. Number one, what is WAP?
Our world that we live in.
The song of 2020, yes. I guess, would be WAP.
Yeah.
By
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Isn't a stallion a male horse, by the way?
Yeah, I think it is. That's... But she's big as F.
Yeah.
She's 5'11".
But she has
she's
a
huge.
Vagina, right?
Yeah.
So, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
No.
We're post-gender
right.
now.
Right, doesn't matter.
So it doesn't matter. It is kind of a cool name, too. I got to give that to her. So WAP is wet ass, and then the third word is
what is it?
It's like pee, like you're a lady's vagina.
Oh,
yeah. But the nasty word for it.
Nasty. Yeah. Right.
So that was the searches for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a lot of people die in 2020.
A lot of dead peeps. A
lot of dead celebrities.
Not just from COVID.
Not everybody thought it was from COVID, though, right? Every time you heard about somebody dying, it was, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
They must have had COVID. Mm. But I think
some
very
did,
few.
Though.
Some did.
Herman Cain.
Herman Cain was one. We got this guy died the other day. Tommy Lister. Tiny, they used to call him. He was Debo on Friday.
Okay.
That was him. A very scary looking man. I don't know why he died. A lot of these I don't know.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
What celebrity, and not just this year, but just in general, what celebrity death affected you the most?
Like ever?
Yeah. Like where you were like
I was
really
bummed
crushed.
Out when Patrice O'Neal died. I remember listening to the Opie and Anthony. Like they did a whole, they did like 6 hours or something when he died. And like they had all the interviews, like Joe, everybody called in. That was a pretty big one.
You listened to a lot of ONA, right?
I actually didn't really listen to them until after they were off the air,
okay.
really,
and
is when
kinda
I
went
really
back
got into them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who. Well, I don't know. I don't know if any celebrities.
Robin
really...
Williams, I think, would be mine.
Okay,
that yeah. really messed me up.
Uh huh.
Because I mean, he was had such a big influence on my life growing up, like Mrs. Doubtfire, mm-hmm. and what was the other ones that he did? Like Jack was a big one.
Sure. And he was kind of America's like kind of dad a little bit,
but like he was just a comedic genius, yeah. sort of, you know. I watched his stand up growing up, so when he died, he died so tragically, like he took his own life, yeah. and it was like so gruesome that one really affected me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can see that. Landon Clifford, 19-year-old YouTuber, Jack Sherman, former Red Hot Chili Peppers guitar player, Chi Chi Devane, she was on Drag Race,
yeah.
or them, I don't know what her pronouns were, yeah. or they pronouns were, Ben Cross, he was an actor, Michael Ojo, former Florida State center for the basketball team, he died at 27 after collapsing during training in Serbia. He reportedly died of a heart attack, 27. A pretty blonde lady named Daisy Coleman. She was part of a Netflix documentary. She killed herself. Oof. And I think I actually saw her mom killed herself like last week.
Yeah. I did see something. I didn't know it was her.
Yeah, I think it was
Why
her.
Why did she kill herself? Do we know?
I think she was just sad, I guess. Okay. Rennie Santori. He was in Dirty Harry, an actor. Wilford Brimley. I did kind of forgot that Wilford Brimley died. Best known for internet memes, and he had the diabetes commercial. That's him.
Did he die of diabetes?
Well, he was 85. I think it was more probably just being 85.
Okay.
You know, but I think he did have diabetes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Marlon Raise, he was on The Deadliest Catch. Alan Parker, he was a British director. Herman Cain, that was a big one because he died of COVID-19 and was tweeting about post-death where he had some people who were running his account that yeah. were talking about how basically that COVID wasn't as big of a deal as what they were saying, but not the best account to be tweeting that right. from if you died of
COVID-19.
Who do you
think, do you have any bets on next year's deaths in terms of
who I think is going to be out?
Deathpool, yeah. I say Jimmy Carter. I think this is the year Jimmy Carter dies.
Oh my God, Jimmy Carter's
107.
Yeah. Wow,
he's 95, I think.
Maybe Harvey Weinstein, maybe
dies.
Yeah,
in quotes.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
You got Malik B. He was the rapper's cousin, Don Champion. Oh no, he was a rapper, Malik B. Olivia De Havilland. Old lady. I don't know what she did. Charlie Baladucci. Regis died. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Regis. Regis Philbin, legendary broadcaster. I'm just going to skip a lot of these because I just want to get to the really good ones that are dead.
Obviously, Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant. Yep. Grant Imahara. Oh, I forgot about that. He was on Mythbusters. I love that show. He had a brain aneurysm and died, shit. Which is...
He looks young.
I don't want to be murdered.
Asian, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah. I don't want to be murdered, but I really don't want to die of a brain aneurysm either because you're just like here and then you're gone just like that. You just, you know,
But that's
out.
The way to go, though.
I guess. Yeah. It's just scary, but I guess you wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Naya Rivera, that was a tragic one. She had her son with her on a boat and apparently...
Who is she?
Drowned. She was on Glee.
Glee, okay.
Yeah. Pretty tragic there. Kelly Preston. She was secretly battling breast cancer. She's an actress. Benjamin Keough, who was Lisa Marie Presley's son, Elvis's grandson.
Mm.
He passed. Lil Marlo, rapper, dead. Shocker. Charlie Daniels. Legendary artist. Let's see. Any other big ones? Hugh Downs, 2020 fame. Carl Reiner died. I've kind of forgot about that, too. Huey. He was a rapper. He's dead. Mm-hmm. Sia Kakar. Don't know who that is. Sorry. And I guess that's it. I don't even see Kobe Bryant. Oh, no, there's more. Oh, my God. A lot of people died. They should really do a more concise list here.
Yeah.
Of like top 10
right.
or something.
Celebrity deaths, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, rest in peace, everybody who died.
I'm sure they can hear you.
And they can hear me right now. They're obviously listening. And you should. And also, if you're dead, Herman Cain, follow me on Twitter at @home_made_man.
You got it back. You
got I got it back. I got Instagram back. Same thing. Same handle. @home_made_man. Anna's Anna Hummel Radio, right?
Yes, that's me.
Any goals for 2020 or 2021?
I feel like...
what are you most looking forward to in 2021? And how would you like to end 2020? How would you remember 2020?
Not fondly. I'll say that much. I feel like 2020... I had a lot of hopes and dreams before the year got going.
Yeah.
And like I told you, I was supposed to be, you know, be in West Palm and all of that. I don't, you know, I'm glad that you have a lot of hopes, dreams, and aspirations for 2021. And, you know, you're hoping, you know, for it to be, you know, on the up and up. As for me, I think that radio is changing very rapidly.
Yeah, sure.
And I think it's really time to put, and I had this conversation on a different podcast today, Bubba Army podcast, sorry, but we were talking about the future of radio and how it's pretty bleak and that everything is going to be going on to the digital space.
Yep.
So it's just, it's not gonna, you know, so I was telling the boys that like all of the goals that I had to make it in this industry are completely different and changed now because the industry is dissolving.
It's not dissolving, it's changing, and you hope that people who are in charge...
I hate to disagree with you, but I think that it's dissolving in terms of, like... I mean, you look at the cuts they're making at iHeart and things like that and how they're digitizing everything, and probably, in my mind, why would you have 50 different morning shows when you can just have one, pay one guy, and then syndicate it all over...
Well,
you know,
I think the saving grace for radio is that people want local content. People who are living in their communities.
They do, but like with I think the pandemic is accelerating this because there's really, especially if you're in California, New York, there's not a lot of local things going on. So,
well, just because there's not events happening doesn't mean you're not. You're going to be more familiar with the area. You're going to be talking about stuff, even little things that happen day to day. And I think people want that sort of. I don't know. It's just like
they certainly do.
This person lives in my town, and I can call them on the phone.
Sure,
and, talk to
and
them.
I get that. But when you think about like a cost benefit analysis, and I also think that a lot of people were listening to the radio in their cars on the way to work, and a lot of people aren't driving to work anymore, and they're not driving home from work anymore. Which is when I know that I listen to terrestrial radio the most, and when most people would, a lot of the listeners would, you know, say, oh, I listen to you on my way to work, or I listen to you, you know, when I pick up my kid from school or whatever it is. And a lot of people are just not in that routine anymore. So, I mean, we can agree to disagree, but that's where I feel that, you know, radio is headed. It's going to shift and it's going to change.
Well, they just have to, we have to have radio stations, not depend on FM transmissions, but be available on your cell phone and apps, and they're already kind of working on that. So I do have hope that it will. They'll just have to build local networks where, and I think they're doing that now. But yeah, I mean, podcasting is definitely the future. That's why I wanted to keep
doing
my podcast when I got on the radio. I wanted to make sure I was still doing this just in case something happened where I wasn't there anymore, which can happen at any minute. So yeah, I don't know. I think the romantic aspect of talking in a microphone and broadcasting across the country, or you know, even in your town, whatever, that's probably is changing, and it's going to go to more small little studios doing it from your home, stuff like that. But I think
or
it'll
you
still
could
be there.
Putting stuff online and you can broadcast to the world, you know, you could look at it that way instead of I'm going to do it for my town,
right?
You can do it for everybody on the planet at any time,
and we find that, you know, there's people that call in and say, I'm listening from Canada, from. Mm-hmm. You know, we had one guy that was listening in Italy that listened to Stay Woke.
I remember.
One time. So, yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's I think it's getting smaller, the opportunities. I also think other avenues are going to open up, and it's going to be wide open too in certain ways. So, hopefully, management will figure this stuff out, and I think they're working on it. And I'm hopeful,
okay.
You know, and honestly, I'd like to be able to just do this where I can just be at home and do 5 shows a week and I could go live on YouTube or whatever. That'd be great. I think that would be the end goal. I think working for a company is kind of just to give you clout at this point.
Right.
Like you have some, like you're not just some guy that's talking
in. You work for a big time. Yeah,
like they trust me with their airtime.
Sure.
So I automatically get that
respect.
Respect
yeah.
and that. Yeah.
Yeah, I get
exactly.
You.
Uh-huh. So yeah, we'll see. I'm excited for 2021 and
bring it on. It's gotta be better than 2020, right?
Oh, it can be much worse.
Question mark?
It could potentially be much worse, but it is what it is.
Yeah. You know, that was my motto all year. And yep. Here we are, full circle. But we'll see you guys next year, 2021.
Yep, that sounds good. I hope everybody does have a good holiday, no matter what you celebrate. Ramadan, Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever, winter solstice, yeah, whatever you're into, I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's COVID-free, and I hope that it is fulfilling for you and your family. Thank you so much for tuning in this year. Stay tuned. We'll be back in 2021, and social media will still be there. You can give me a call or a text message, 813-693-2124. HMBRadio.com. You can always get me thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. I'll get back to you. I will. It'll be me personally. Have a great holiday. Thank you for tuning in this year. Love you very much. I guess that's it. I'll talk to you all in a few weeks. And 9 p.m. on theboneonline.com or 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay. 9 to midnight. My name is Will Coons. This has been HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Love you very much. Happy holiday. Bye.
You have found The Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.